A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, October 26, 2022. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at calls by some Zimbabweans like Mr. Obed Gutu and some in the ruling ZANU-PF party, including Mr. Patrick Chinamasa, for Zimbabweans in the diaspora to be allowed to vote from countries they are based only after sanctions they claim were imposed on Zimbabwe are removed. This has prompted the Zimbabwe Diaspora Vote Initiative, an organization based in Australia, advocating for a diaspora vote to react by issuing a statement distancing diasporans from anything to do with the so-called sanctions. Vadiwa vateereri nevatariri nasi muchirongwa chedu che Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Tiri kutarisa nezvikurudziro inonzi iri kuitwa nezvimwe zvisvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinosanganisira vaObed Gutu, vana veGweta, pamwe nedzimwe nhengo dzebato reZANU-PF dzinosanganisira vaPatrick Chinamasa, yekuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vabvumidzwe chete kuvhota vari kunyika dzavagere kana zvirango zvinonzi nebato riri kutonga reZANU-PF zvakatemerwa nyika zvabviswa. Izvi zvakaita kuti rimwe sangano rinorwira kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvibvumidzwe kuvhota zviri kunze kwenyika reZimbabwe Diaspora Vote riri kuAustralia rinyore gwaro renyunyuto richiti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika hazvinei nenyaya yezvirango iyi. Mutauriri wesangano iri vaPadmo Kufa vari kuPerth kwakare kuAustralia vanoti vana veZimbabwe vane kodzero yavanopiwa nebumbiro remitemo yenyika yekuti vavhote vari munyika dzavagere.
Tinotenda vaJonga Kandemiri kuti panguva yekutsanangura zviri mugwaro redu ratakanyorera kumapepa nawo rinoenderana nezvediaspora vote. Takakadzika tichinzwa vaGutu Obed vachiti izvo kuti isu tiwane mukana wokuvhota masanction akatemerwa varipo nemaorganization ari muZimbabwe atange abviswa. Izvi zvinokahadza nokuti hatizive kuti isusu sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe tapinda papi pakubatanidzirwa pamasanction iwayo.
Asika vakufa ivo veZANU-PF vari kuti zvirango zviri kukanganisa upfumi hwenyika zvauraya raramo yevanhu. Imiwo hamusi kuzviona here izvozvo?
Ndingape muenzaniso kuti mari kana yaramba kukwana mumba baba voenda pa next door kundokwereta vonyimwa mari pa next door vodzoka kumba baba voti ini ndini ndaakudya chikafu chiri pano kusvika baba vapa next door vatipa mari ndokuti imi vana mugozodyawo. Handizivo kuti baba vakadaro mungavaonewo sei. Ndo muenzaniso wandiri kupa panyaya yemasanction. Masanction isu tatisipo pazvakakambenerwa paakaiswa zvikonzero zvokuti aiswe. Atipo ipapo. Isu tiripo pakutsvaga kodzero yedu yokuti tivhote. SavaGutuwo vane kodzero iyoyo yokuvhota.
VeZANU-PF vari kuti nenyaya yezvirango havazokwanisa kuenda kunotsvaga rutsigiro kana kukambena munyika idzodzo dzakavatemera zvirango.
Musangano wavo weZANU-PF musangano wakakura. Munyika idzodzo dzavari kutaura zhinji dzacho vanotori nemastructure aripo ari kutoshanda. Chinovakonesa kukambena kana vachida kuendako handichioneba. Nokuti kana zviri zvokunofara aiwa vanoenda masanction panenge pasina. Asi kana zvazvo kuti tinoda kuvhota isu votaura masanction izvozvo hazvina kururama.
Yes, you heard there from Mr. Padmo Kufa, from the Zimbabwe Diaspora Vote Initiative based in Perth, Australia, where he was speaking on calls for Zimbabweans to vote from their countries of domicile. However, Mr. Obet Gutu, an advocate, explains that for elections to be held on a level playing ground, sanctions must be lifted to allow those from the affected party to be able to visit all the countries and campaign.
Ndoda kuti vatereri vahwisise kuti nyaya yediaspora vote handisi kuti vana veZimbabwe kana zvizvabwa zveZimbabwe zviri mudiaspora zvisawana kodzero yekuvhota, nekuti kodzero iyi vatori nayo pamusana pokuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kana muchirungu vanotiwo macitizens of Zimbabwe.
Saka muri kuti panyaya iyi vagutu tichiona kuti muri kunongedzwa nyaya yekunzi muri kurambidza vari kunze kuti vasavhota kusvika zvirango zvabviswa.
Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti tinofanirwa kuongorora nokusoropodza zvirango zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe nezvira inonziyo muchirungu holistic manner, yokuona kuti kana pane masanctions okuti vamwe vanhu vanonzi havakwanisiwo kunge vachienda kune nyika dzemavirira nekuda kwokuti vari palist yezvirango, zvinosanganisa vatapiwe nhau, unoziva vatapiwe nhau, vamwe vatori pamasanctions list, vasingafanirwi kuti vafambe vauye kunyika yakaita sekuamerica ukoko kwauri nokuti vari palist yemasanctions. Kwozouya vamwewo vakuru vehurumende vebato riri kutonga vachiri palist yemasanctions, kusanganisa ivo president pacho zvavo His Excellency Dr. E.D. Mnangagwa vari pasanctions list. Saka tiri kuti zvinofanirwa kunge zviri izvo zvinoenzaniswa kuti kana pasvika nguva yokutsvaga rutsigiro kana muchirungu vanotiwo yekukambeina, vose vezvematongerwo enyika vanoda kunge vachifamba kune dzimwe nyika kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vakwanise kuwana mukana yokuendako vachinokambeina. Ndo zvandaitaura izvozvo. Saka dai waro zvagadziriswa kuti zvirango izvi zvibiswe, nokuti zvirango izvi pamutemo tinoti zviri illegal, chinonetsa chii kuti idzo nyika dzacho dzakapa zvirango zviri kunzwa kumutemo idzi dzingosimudza kana kubisa zvirango zvose izvi immediately and unconditionally, so that kana zvadaro zvava fair kuvose vanenge vachida kutsvaga rutsigiro, zvonzi diaspora vote ngaiitwe.
That was Mr. Obet Gutu, an advocate based in Harare. Now for perspective, we have our first Skype guest, Mr. Adrian Lunga, who is the Secretary for My Right to Vote UK, an organization based in the United Kingdom. We also have Mr. Charles Mutama, leader of Opposition Patriotic Zimbabweans Party, who is based here in the United States of America. Good evening, gentlemen. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum.
For John.
Yes, hello.
Good evening, Mr. Kandemir, and good evening to your viewers and listeners.
Thank you so much. Let me start with you, Mr. Lunga. What do you say about sentiments raised by the Zimbabwe Diaspora Vote Initiative about this call for Zimbabweans in the diaspora not to be allowed to vote until sanctions are lifted?
As the Zimbabwe Diaspora Vote Initiative, we are in sync with them, because I represent an organization called MRTV, which is My Right to Vote, which is an organization whose main purpose is to ensure that every Zimbabwean is allowed to vote, because we are talking about a situation where people gave up their lives for our right to vote. And some of the people that came to have fought for that right are now denying us that right. So we are totally in sync with the Zimbabwe Diaspora Vote Initiative. And we hope that all these obstacles that are put in the way of Zimbabweans exercising their right, which was fought for, and a lot of our relatives lost their lives in the fight for our right to vote. And therefore, it is one of the most sacred and most important in any statecraft in Zimbabwe, because that is something that we hold dear to our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Lunga. Please don't go away. Mr. Mutama, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Junga Kanemiri for this opportunity.
Yes, you heard what Mr. Alunga and Mr. Kufa said about the issue of diaspora vote, and we know your organization, your party is also fighting for the rights of Zimbabweans in the diaspora to be allowed to vote from countries where they are based. But you also heard what Mr. Gutu said. What's your take on that?
Oh, thank you. It's very important that we separate issues here. I don't think it is proper to conflate the issue of the diaspora vote and the issue of sanctions, because these are two different issues altogether. And at the same time, if there are sanctions that were imposed on Zimbabwe or some members of the ruling party, it's a foreign affairs matter which should be dealt with by Zimbabwe as a country under foreign policy matters. The issue of the diaspora vote is an internal matter that we are pushing as Zimbabweans, and there has to be convergence when it comes to electoral rights amongst all Zimbabweans. At the same time, there has to be a common front when it comes to dealing with foreign powers in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. So, as a party, we are saying there should not be conflation when it comes to the issue of sanctions and the issue of the diaspora vote. These are totally unrelated issues. And as a result, as a political party, we felt, therefore, that it is appropriate that we approach our August House and submit a petition which was considered admissible by the Portfolio Committee on Legal Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, led by Honorable Masaranyika, which is now on the verge of being discussed on the floor. So these statements by some ZANU-PF officials are mere politicking. But on the ground, as the political party, the Patriotic Progress Party, is aware that the Parliament of Zimbabwe, our legislators, appreciate and accept the issue of the diaspora vote, mm-hmm. and are looking forward to discussing it in Parliament, mm-hmm. where laws are made in Zimbabwe.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Mutama. Let me go back to Mr. Lunga. Mr. Lunga, in Isindebele, may you explain what you just said in English for the benefit of our Ndebele listeners?
Sawubona mashabe Zulu, into esikhuluma ngayo lapha thina sihlangana ngokuthi wonke amaZimbabwe abasemazweni bathole ithuba lokuthi bevotele iqembu abalifunayo, bevotele upresident abamfunayo eZimbabwe. Ngiyathethe into eshuphayo ukuthi abantu abasemazweni abavunyelwa ukuvota. And uhulumende uthi abavunyelwa ukuvota ngenxa kulama sanctions afawa laba ngamazwe away America lawe Europe. Thina sithi wo sifuna bengabe usihlanganisa izinto zama-sanctions behlanganisele izinto ze-vote. Kufanana lokuthi umuntu olemuli yakhe endlini kulabantwana olomfazi labantwana bese kubuye isakhamuzi esinye sithi ashi mfokadube kasikuvumeli thina ukuthi ubuye emzini wethu ngenxa yokuthi wena sikubona ulezinto ezimbi ozenza emzini wakho awuphathanga abantu abakho kuhle. And manje uDube esesithi nxa mina bengasoze bemvumele ukuthi ngiye emzini wabo isakhamuzi lesingamvumeli ukuthi ngiye emzini wazo. So kuzamele ngithi abantu abami ke bengadla endlini, abasoze banike ukudla endlini. Into engelangqondo, ngenxa yokuthi izinto lezo zehlukene, abantu abakho kumele bebe namalungelo abo njengabantu abakho, njengemuli yakho. Into esijo ukuthi, hashi, thina kasihlanganisa into yemuli, le nto esakhamuzi esingafuni ukuthi sisamukele emzini waso. And to actually, to add, to expand in English, in terms of what Mr. Mutama actually said, the scenario that we're facing in Zimbabwe is actually kind of strange. I've just explained it in Sindebele. We've got a situation where we've got a family. A family has got a father, mother, and children. This family has got all the resources to feed itself. They've got all the food they require. And the food they require, they've worked hard, very hard, to actually get the food because they farm, they go out and farm, they get the seeds, they tend the farms, and they've got enough to eat. And this is their right because they've worked hard for it. Then a distant neighbor says that we will not allow the parents to come to our homestead because we don't like what the parents are doing. Then the parents of the same family say that, okay, if that neighbor will not allow us to visit their homestead, we are not going to give our children food.
Mm-hmm.
That is, doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Those are very separate things. They are not related at all. And what we are saying, we're not talking about what that neighbor, whether that neighbor is right or wrong. What we are focused on is saying that we worked hard for the food. We farmed hard. We kept our granary stocked up. We chased away animals that would actually endanger our crop. And therefore, we should have the right
Thank you.
To eat and to enjoy the fruit of our labor.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lunga and Mr. Mshama. Please don't go away. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us tonight. And let's take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Research is on for Africa's the best and brightest minds in finance, cybersecurity, technology, and anything digital. Making social impact through cutting-edge technologies, innovation, and creativity in Africa. Out of 17,000 candidates from 50 countries in North, Central, East, West, and Southern Africa, only three will be selected from the top 10 continental finalists from Egypt, Nigeria, Ghana, Zimbabwe, Kenya, and Cameroon. Join the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and its prestigious partners, including the Voice of America, when the three finalists are featured at the U.S. Africa Leaders Summit in December 2022 in Washington. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. And we are also joined by Mr. Dan Moyo of Diaspora Vote Campaign and Mr. Azaria Dube, who is based in South Africa. Good evening, gentlemen, and welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum.
Good evening, Chonga.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, you heard the topic we are discussing about tonight, the issue of diaspora vote. Now it is being mixed with sanctions. Some are saying that for those in the diaspora to be able to vote, sanctions must first be removed. What's your take on that?
Well, this situation, issue of the diaspora vote, is a continuation of the suppression of the Zimbabwean voices by the current government. It is a violation, a fundamental violation of our rights as Zimbabweans, because we have a constitution that guarantees us the diaspora vote. Our 2013 constitution states categorically that all Zimbabweans, regardless of station, have a right to participate in elections in Zimbabwe. We are being denied our right by ZANU-PF. And they are obviously using sanctions as a red herring. Because when you analyze it, when you look at the sanctions, the nature of the sanctions, the American government has stated over and over that the sanctions are based on a quid pro quo, meaning you give and you take. And in this instance, we know in the first place why the sanctions are there, because of the violation of human rights. And this denial of Zimbabweans in the diaspora their right to vote is a continuation of that denial of people's rights. We spoke to President Mnangagwa when he visited the United States for the United Nations 2019 General Assembly, and we brought this issue up clearly to him, that as Zimbabweans, we feel that in order for us to participate in the economy of Zimbabwe, we need our right to vote put in place as law. We need the Electoral Act to be aligned to the Constitution. And he agreed totally with our views, and made a promise publicly that in 2023, Zimbabweans were going to get their vote. Now we are surprised. It shows that he's not a man of his word. He's not worthy to be a leader if he can't keep his word. This is a simple issue of Zimbabweans demanding their right, which is constitutional.
Thank you.
And there is nothing here. We are not advocating for terrorism or anything to disrupt the running of the Zimbabwean country or the government. We're simply saying we are children of Zimbabwe, we're citizens of Zimbabwe, and we deserve our right to vote.
Thank you, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. We are joined by our first caller, who is based in South Africa. Our first caller in South Africa. Hello? 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 I think we are having some... Oh, okay. Thank you so much for joining us. Diane Warbutaura.
Okay. And Chinamuri.
Taura, it is good. Zakari is staring.
Oh, Mugutaura na Chinamurira.
Chinamurira. Wa Chinamurira, magadi?
Takasimba, wele.
Takasimba. Tipe, it is good. Fungwa zeji, pamsoro penye ya tulukurukurai.
Ya ina ngundira kutaura zvangu panyaya diaspora vote. Paya taurirwa pacho pacha sekutoti padhuze sazvaida zvakarongwa 5 days. Saka fungo yangu ndiyo ngoti sezvo tagara tichizva tiri kuvhota next year. Aiwa ngatingoenda kuti mumisha tongonovhota. Hakuna nguva yatagara musango ngatigadzirire tiende tongoenda tongonovhota tiri kumusha. Then after this election wechigadzirirwa kuti vanovhota sei vari kunze. Because ipopo tikada kutanga kuti nhasi takutanga kugadzira nyaya yekuvhota hakutaura chokwadi hapana zvatichiita nokuda kuti agara makava kudhara haanongovhajura pese pese.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vachinamirira. Regai tikande nyaya yenyu kudare tizwe kuti dare rinoti chii nemashoko amataura aya. Vamutama, muchiripo here parunhare? Vamutama?
Andiripo mukomajonga.
Manzwa zvataurwa navachinamurira hanzi nguva yacho yanyanya kuita pedyo. Sarudzo dziriko gore rinouya, nguva yapera. Ngatichitaurai nezvediaspora vote kuti vanhu vavhota vari munyika dzavagere musarudzo dzinozouya kwapera makore mashanu. Iye zvino, let's have elections and people go back home. Those in the diaspora were able to go back home and vote. Let's all go back home and vote. Then the diaspora vote will be discussed for next elections, which will be after 5 years.
Aiwa, ndinotenda nemashoko. Nyaya iripo kana tichitarisa isu Patriotic Zimbabweans Party, hatisi kutarisana nesarudzo dzegoronouya kuti ndo patinotarisira kuti diaspora vote kana kuti kodzero dzevanhu vari viriko makungwa dzekusarudza vatungamiri vavanoda dzivepo pasarudzo dzegore rinouya. Isusu tiri kuti kodzero idzi dzinofanira kuvepo nguva dzese. Saka padzichazowanikwa dzichishandirwa nedare redu remalegislators remaparliamentarians, tinozvitambira. Hatisi kuti ngazviitwe nhasi, hatisi kuti ngazviitwe mangwana, asi tiri kuti ngazvishandirwe kuti kodzero idzodzo dzigovepo. Ndinoda kuwedzera zvekare ndichitaura panyaya yekuti masanctions ngani ngani zviri kutaurwa nezanupf, mazanupf officials ataura apasi. Ndinoda kuti ndivarangaririse kuti musi unoyu Minister of Finance vamutuni Ncube vakataura pamusoro peZimbabwe Diaspora Bond inova policy yatakaparura isu sePatriotic Zimbabwe Party, tichida kuti upfumi hweZimbabwe hwangoti vakwa nevana veZimbabwe vari mhiripo makungwa pamwe chete nevari muZimbabwe. Saka kana tisina kubatana sevana veZimbabwe, tichibatanidza vari mhiripo makungwa nevari muZimbabwe kuburikidza nenyaya yeZimbabwe Diaspora Bond, kana kuti homwe inokwanisa kuwanikwa ichikwereteswa kubva kuvana veZimbabwe vari mhiripo makungwa, asi tisina kuvapa kodzero dzekuti vasarudza vatungamiri vavanoda, hazvizoshandi mani. Saka isusu sepati yote Zimbabwe sepati tuda kuti tivakane tibatane sevana Zimbabwe vari ndiko makungwa nevari Zimbabwe vari mumapato ese akasiyana siyana nekuti nyaya yeZimbabwe diaspora bond kana kuti homwe itabva kuvana veZimbabwe vari ndiko makungwa nenyaya yekodzo yekusarudza vatungamiri vanoda haisi nyaya yepati yote Zimbabwe sepati haisi nyaya yeZanu PF haisi nyaya yeTriple C haisi nyaya yeMDC
Thank you so much, Mr. Mutama. For those that just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Let's hear from Mr. Lunga. Mr. Lunga, you heard what the caller said. He said, for these elections, let's forget about the diaspora vote. Let's urge each other to go back home and vote, and then talk about the diaspora vote for the next elections that will come after 5 years. What's your response to that?
That is very unfortunate that people... Maybe it's the same as Chinamasa. If I recall well, Chinamasa, when others were going to war to fight for our vote, he actually opted not to. So that is why maybe he takes it lightly that we do not have the vote as the Zimbabweans in the diaspora. Mm-hmm. What I say to that is the consular staff actually cast their votes in the diaspora. If the consular staff can actually cast their votes in the diaspora, why shouldn't the citizens of Zimbabwe in the same countries as those consular staff, why can't they actually cast their votes as well, the same way as the consular staff do that? So there isn't an issue of technical capability or capacity. It's an issue of will. We have to address that. This is something that is sacred to us. This is not, and by the way, as my right to vote, we do not advocate for any party, any political party. We want every Zimbabwean to be able to freely elect to choose a party of their choice, or even choose an individual of their choice to stand for election. So the idea of postponing a right that was paid for with a very high price is almost treasonous in the face in the context of what we're seeing as my right to vote. And the other thing to just address other issues as well. The idea that we've got to travel to Zimbabwe to actually vote when we are already sending so much money to Zimbabwe to support our families in Zimbabwe just doesn't make sense. If you imagine that in order to go to Zimbabwe from Europe, for instance, it's going to cost somebody over $2,000 to $5,000. That is money that could be used by our families in Zimbabwe to sustain them for almost a whole year.
Yes.
So really, that is not practical, and we are being taxed with all the funds that the remittances to Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
We are being taxed, but we don't have representation. So this is more important than just throwaway comments about us going back to Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lunga. We are running out of time. Let's go to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Dan Moyo, your last word.
Yeah, I want to say, Jonga, I totally disagree with the caller from South Africa who's saying that it's too late. I mean, when you look at it, we're in October. We still have 10 months if the elections will be held in August. We still have 10 months. So I agree with Mr. Lunga that it's about the will of the government to do right by its people. And I think they take us for granted because we send our remittances without complaint to our families, and those remittances contribute a significant third of the country's GDP. That they need to understand.
But Mr. Moyo, are you not sending money to sustain your families?
It's the same thing. That money, they are using it in the economy. It's being counted.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Our time is jealousy. And as always, we don't have injured time or discussion. That is something that we will advocate for. That brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank all our guests and, of course, you viewers and listeners at home. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. But remember, our regular radio news shows are on 7 days a week. I am Jonga Kandemiri in Washington, D.C., saying good night.